The beer and banter flow readily in this Janesville tavern. Friends tell jokes and catch up with each other's days. If someone interrupts or makes a disparaging remark, it's quickly shrugged off, or the person apologizes. That's the real world. But in the fast-shifting and somewhat impersonal space of the Internet, people may not be prepared for its freeing effects, according to Dr. John Grohol. Grohol, director of PsychCentral.org, says while people are better able to express thoughts, they may express negative ones more readily.
When you're online, you tend to be more disinhibited in your communications. You don't have those usual social cues that are available that might prevent you from speaking your mind or saying something that you wouldn't say face-to-face to someone.
One of the more volatile kinds of communication on the Internet is flaming. It's when someone posts a crude remark in an online forum to incite anger. In the animated short film, Real Life versus the Internet, the difference in communication styles is explored. First, a political debate in everyday person-to-person chat.
Look, that's just the way I feel about it.
Well, I disagree, but I respect your opinion.
Which is then compared to an all-out flame war online.
You deserve to die! Die and go to hell and burn!
Oh, yeah? Well, I hope you get twice!
I voted for Nader! I hate everyone!
You'd like to change your homepage to MoveOn.org?
London resident Andrew Heenan has an entire website dedicated to flaming strategy, flame.com. He says he used to flame for the sheer enjoyment of it once, but as both he and the Internet have gotten older, flaming is dwindling.
I think there's less flaming in the sort of the classic sense that is described on my website. I think it used to be, originally, it was actually described as an art form by some people, which I wouldn't subscribe to that. I think now people have grown up with the Internet. There's a whole generation now who don't see it as anything special, and they know how to behave, if you see what I mean.
Heenan says flame wars are still waged in the user community. While some are accidental, others are carried out as matches of skill and composure. Through insults, misquotes, deliberate misspelling of the target's name, and other tactics, flamers aim to make their opponent lose his or her temper. Heenan says the Usenet group Alt Flame was where many honed their incendiary skills, but he does have a warning for potential flamers.
Even if you do win, you can go away feeling quite nasty afterwards. You can actually feel quite guilty if things have gone, because they get out of control. You lose control, you say things you don't really mean to say, and you can actually hurt people far more than you ever intended to.
La Crosse County Personnel Director Robert Tant agrees that the written word is often different than the spoken one. It wasn't long ago that the clickety-clack of typewriters filled offices. Secretaries and assistants fired off business letters under strict etiquette guidelines. If they had something to say to someone, they walked over and talked to them. But today, Tant says colleagues can send quick notes to each other. And with few established e-correspondence and style rules, misinterpretation and hurt feelings are just a mouse click away.
You can write words that appear very angry on a page, and yet they're just factual and not really angry at all. And up until recently, some of our folks didn't realize that typing in all caps was considered shouting.
Tom says he sometimes types "no way" in response to an email, which can be seen as a joke or a resounding no, depending on the reader. He says it helps to type in "just kidding" or a smiley face emoticon if a message is meant in jest. Tant says despite training, he sees angry email exchanges between employees at times.
A guideline is after 5 emails, if you haven't resolved the problem, pick up the telephone, because you're probably just spinning the words around here. And things do escalate.
People who rely on the Internet to communicate need to be wary. Without facial expressions or intonations, a message's true meaning can be missed. And Tant says if workers won't be civil in their correspondence for courtesy's sake, there's another reason to be nice. In both companies and the government, office emails can be forwarded, posted online, or even audited by supervisors or investigators. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.